On the outside. On the inside, I'm broken. Let's pray. We are here because we have heard a word of promise and of peace. We have heard a rumor of justice. We have heard a whisper of hope. We have heard a hint of love. And we have faith its day will come. We have heard of the birth of the Christ child. And we have faith his day is here. Welcome to Christmas. Welcome to worship. Amen. And let's join together and raise our voices for all four verses of O Come, All Ye Faithful. Not a bad effort. I was thinking as I was singing that, why is it I can remember the words that I learnt when I was at school to that? and still sing those, and can't remember what I had for dinner last night. Let's pray. Advent God, we journey with you to Bethlehem's stable, and a newborn king is attuned to the song of angels, eyes alert for Bethlehem's star. Forgive us if our journey, if we are distracted by the tempting offers of this world. Keep our hearts aflame with the hope of Christmas and the promise of a Saviour. God of hope, be with us in our faith journey to the stable and beyond. Be with us in our meeting and our travelling together. Be with us in our worship and our praying together. Be with us in our faith journey to the stable and beyond, our God of hope. This Christmas time, we remember Mary and Joseph giving thanks for their faithfulness, courage and obedience, stepping out into the unknown in the strength of your Spirit, playing their part in the fulfillment of your plan to bring your prodigal people home again. We pray that their example might be the pattern of our lives, that when your gentle whisper breaks through the clamour of this world and into our small corner, we might be ready to listen, and having listened, to act. Amen. Let's say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Are we here to celebrate this morning?
Yes.
Oh, pathetic. Are we here to celebrate this morning?
Yes.
That's more like it. Let's sing number 83. Come and join the celebration.
Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share.
Nigel's in the Christmas groove. So for those of us that have journeyed through Advent together, we started our Advent journey way back on the 30th of November. Feels like forever ago, doesn't it? As we looked at the seven antiphons in O come, Emmanuel. And we said we can hear the O, the longing. O come, Emmanuel. O come, thou Lord of might. O come, true rod of Jesse. O come, thou dayspring. O come, thou key of David. O come, desire of nations. That's the O of longing. And as we think about the whole of Jesus' story throughout the Bible, we feel that longing of those that were waiting for the Messiah. And then the 400 years of silence. And then, ta-da, Jesus is born. That's not quite what the Bible says. That's my interpretation. But it's Jesus' presence that gives Christmas its significance. The Christmas holiday, and it's a Christmas holiday. I've been moaning my head off all the way through Advent about happy holidays. No, it's Christmas. And I've been really intentional about saying that. It's about Jesus and nothing else. Jesus is the greatest gift there is. Now, you know, when you come on Christmas morning, I like to play. You know that. That's why you're all here, isn't it? Yes, yes. It's about Jesus. Then it's about what game are we going to play this year? Oh, are you? Oh, sorry. There's a recession on. We can't run to sweets anymore. You can have a nut or an orange. They're cheaper, evidently, than chocolate this year. But yes, we're going to, you know, have people been lighting candles for Advent? Have you? Yeah. Yeah. Anyone had the ones with the names of Jesus on them? No? No? Okay, we'll talk about that later. Any marital difficulties, see me in the new year. But if you've got, yeah, no killing on Christmas morning. But if you have seen them, they have 24 names of Jesus, and then they burn one per day, if you don't let it burn out all the way together. So I thought, right, this morning we will play Pass the Parcel. Can anyone guess what's in here? A diary. Okay. Right, so yeah, this is going to work. You're all sat nicely together, and so I don't want no snatching. I'm giving the health and safety warning now. No scratching, no slapping, no pushing. Did you hear me, Steve? I'm watching you. Yes, watching you particularly. We know what he's like, don't we? So, I'm not a Scrooge. Ta-da! I tell you, I'd get sacked if I didn't bring chocolate on Christmas morning. Okay, so the first rapper says, Merry Christmas, Jesus. So that's two names, Christ and Jesus. Does that mean I get two chocolates? I think it does. Two for me, rest for you. And if we think about that, as we read, I'm holding on to my parcel now, as we read in the Bible, and she will give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And if we think about that, we could also have Saviour. Because it says, for today, the city of David, there is born for you a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. So I feel like I've earned my two chocolates, yeah? You're like, shut up and just give me the chocolate. So we're going to play Pass the Parcel, Maestro. Don't you forget, Steve. Okay, off you go, Nigel. Yeah, so take that wrapper off. Could be a while. I like to wrap. It's right, don't worry about the mess. I have staff. I have staff. Can you read that, or do you want me to read? Emmanuel, yes. So we read both in Isaiah and Matthew, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated... Very good. Right, if you carry on. Parcel. Oh no. Yes, no pushing, no scratching, no snatching. And so we read in the Old Testament that Jesus was described, and God as his describes his perfect wisdom and his guidance. Shall I pass it over? Okay. Okay. Oh, Pauline. Don't worry, she'll give you a chocolate. That's all right. Has everybody put their sprouts on, by the way? Just filling. Good.
First thing on,
that's good. Don't want hard ones.
Mighty God.
Mighty God, again in Isaiah, declares his divine power and deity. Okay, Nigel. After wearing that jumper, Brian, I am glad you didn't get it. Ho, ho, ho. Everybody stare at Brian at the end of the service.
Everlasting Father
again shows his eternal nature and role as source of life and fatherly provision. Thank you. Oh, you got it. You touched it. You got to open it. Own it. That was the last one. It's great, isn't it? It's my favourite. I'm so mature. Sorry, you carry on.
Prince of Peace.
Again, Old Testament Isaiah, Prince of Peace, Shalom, points to his ability to bring complete spiritual wholeness and harmony with God. Oh, Steve didn't get it. The Alpha and the Omega identified Jesus as eternal, all-encompassing, the beginning and end of all things, and the source and completion of salvation. You can touch it. Yeah, he's touched it. Yeah. Thank you. It's moving. Yeah, get on with it, Nigel. I thought she'd love to get hold of it.
Minions.
Of course it's Minions. It's my paper.
The bread of life.
the bread of life, the ultimate spiritual nourishment, the source of eternal life, who satisfies true hunger and thirst, unlike physical food, including our Christmas dinner, that perishes. Okay. Did you throw that at her?
I don't want it.
I need to add another one to my instructions. Do not throw it. Carry on, unwrap that one. Yeah, yeah. My beautiful minion paper. You're being generous. Yeah, it's Christmas. They're sprouts, yeah, yeah. The Good Shepherd, sorry, back to the... describes Jesus as loving, sacrificial leader who lays down his life for his sheep, offering salvation, protection, guidance, and eternal life. Oh, Joe! The most excited I've seen anyone. Almost as disappointed as Steve's face. Chocolate.
The way, the truth, the life.
The way, the truth, and the life. The exclusive path to God through the Father, the ultimate standard of reality and goodness, and the source of eternal life. Thank you. You don't want a chocolate. Oh. I know, thank you. If I wasn't so busy at Christmas, I'd offer my packing skills. The true vine. Jesus identifies himself as the source of life and spiritual nourishment for believers. Keep going, it's been here before. The light of the world. Jesus declares himself as the unique divine source of spiritual truth, guidance, and eternal life, contrasting with the darkness of sin, confusion, and despair. Following him means receiving the light for spiritual direction, leading to life. And inside the package was a big bar of dairy milk. Whee! Nice. So I still have some chocolates. Can anyone think of a name of Jesus that I haven't already said that is in the Bible? To earn a chocolate.
Messiah.
No, I heard it. Said that. Keep thinking. Who said Messiah? Andrew, have one for your mother. Yes, the Son of Righteousness. Righteousness. Say what? Yeah. I think you're pushing it. Said that. That's Isaiah. God of gods. Tell you what, I'll share them at the end of the service. I can feel your pain. You could have had the door. The door for my sheep, remember? I did some of the I ams, but I didn't do all of them. The resurrection and the life. See, I was just checking if you were listening, which obviously you weren't, because it's like, I want chocolate. And for those of us that have been going through John chapter 1 through Advent, the Word. Of course, Logos, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And other verses point to him as being our friend, John 15. In other passages in the New Testament, our brother. And so, as I said, if you, obviously you haven't, go out and find the candle with Jesus' names on, there's 24. I thought we could keep this game going for the whole of the service. But hey, but he is the light of the world, the true light, as we've been thinking about, which gives light to everyone. And he was coming into the world, and we celebrate this morning because he came into the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And we'll think about being lights and shiny, because those names aren't just for the Bible. They're not just for Christmas. Therefore, going out into the world. So let's sing number 589, See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. When I was thinking about what to share with you this morning, I was listening to the radio and the festive treat, I wish it could be Christmas every day, was on. I wish it could be Christmas every day. And then he says, are you ready, children? Are you ready, children? I think when Wizard declared their glam rock lyrics in 1973, I'm sure the world rejoiced. And 52 years later, we're still rejoicing. So what disappoints you most about Christmas? What disappoints you most about Christmas? The commercialism. Yeah, yeah. It's gone a bit nuts, hasn't it? Nobody's disappointed then. Pardon?
Not everybody celebrates.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah. But if we keep shining, next year, more people will be celebrating and buying shiny jumpers. But you're right, it is sad, isn't it, that for some this will just be another day. Yes, Santa, yeah, I was saying to my niece yesterday that even the Grinch has taken over from Jesus. I don't know if it's Santa, not you, Brian. That might be your alias, but yeah. But it kind of goes Santa, Grinch, Jesus, doesn't it, if we're lucky. Yeah. So are we ready? Well, it's a bit late now if you're not. Well, for today anyway. But what if Christmas is something that we are rather than what we do? What if Christmas is something that we are rather than what we do? Secular society, as we've just shared, makes it something what we do. We do Christmas. We go nuts in the supermarkets for weeks. I felt like actually the shelves were going to implode on me at one point because it was so stacked so high. I was thinking, you know, it's a bit like Jenga, isn't it? You pull out your mince pies and you think, am I going to get out of here alive? Tomorrow it will all be over. Well, that's the underlying assumption, isn't it? We do Christmas today, we're nice and kind and cheerful. Try your best, Brian, you can manage it. My coasters say, Happy Birthday, Jesus, which suggests that Christmas is a celebration of a past event, an anniversary. Within days, in some homes, the tree will be taken down, the decorations packed away for another year, and the leftovers put in an already overflowing food waste bin. Because that's what they're saying, isn't it? Don't waste food, you know, eat it. But we know from what people have brought that it's going to be wasted. Yet God's word tells us in John 1 that the word became flesh and lived among us. So I'm not being grinchy, just encouraging us to be the difference that we want to see in the world as we go into the new year. I want it to be Christmas every day. Are you with me, people? Okay, some of you are coming on the journey, the rest of you. Who's already put dates in their diary for next year? Who hasn't opened their diary for Christmas yet? Who has already transferred their important events like birthdays into their new diaries? That's my New Year's Day job. But many of us are event-driven. We tend to live our lives from one event to the next. Even a trip to the doctor's counts, just in case you think, well, I haven't got anything in my diary. If you don't believe me, look at your calendars, or as you write them up, look at what you're looking at. This today I'm going to go to, tomorrow I'm going to go to. Oh, got a couple of days free, nothing scheduled. So you say to yourself, well, it looks like I've got nothing going on that day. Or I'm not going to be doing anything, or, you know, as if there's nothing. There's no life, nothing to discover or nothing to notice, nothing to experience on those days. Is that true? Have you thought about it? Some of us don't look at our diaries and go, there's nothing on that day. But actually, that's not what it is. And John's Gospel, which we've been looking at and we'll finish off properly in the new year, understands Christmas differently and life and humankind. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. This for John, who pondered his gospel a lot longer than the other gospel writers, is the Christmas story, and it's set in the context of creation. In the beginning, Creation is not an event of the past, but the ongoing life of God with his people. John echoes and continues the Genesis story of creation. In the beginning, God said, and he said, let there be, and there was. We had light and darkness, sky and waters, land and seas, sun and moon and stars, sea creatures and birds, land animals, and humankind made in the image of God. Christmas is God continuing to give us life in abundance to his people because the Word became flesh and lived among us. I read somewhere that Christmas, says St. Gregory, is the festival of recreation. It is God giving God's own self to his people. And although we rebel against God in our sinful state, God loves us so much that he still wants us to live his best life in and through us. This is God in the flesh, the divine human, holy humanity. This celebration of recreation is God's celebration of humankind. It is God entrusting God's self to each one of us. It's God's endorsement of humanity's goodness because God declared, and it was good. It is the sharing and exchanging of life between God and you and me. The Son of God became the Son of Man, so that the children of humanity might become children of God. And as we read in John, not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. How awesome is that? How lovely is that? Imagine what that means for us. It means we are holy and intended to be holy, not as an achievement on our own, but as a gift of God. This is the gift of Christmas. We have been given the power to become children of God. This happens not by blood or the will of the flesh or of people, but by God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. God sees humankind as the opportunity and the conduit by which to reveal himself. And do not fear. That's the Christmas day, do not fear. By the Word becoming flesh and living among us, we have all the resources of heaven at our disposal. Humanity is the tangible, outward and visible sign and carriers of God's inward and spiritual presence. That is why God calls us and invites us to gather round his table as we did coming into the new Christmas morning for Holy Communion. Paul says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Have you ever thought of yourself as a sacrament? Imagine how different our lives and world would be if we lived with this as our reality and the truth that guided our lives. That is the truth of Christmas for us. It is also the Christmas truth for our neighbour, for those that we love, for those that we fear, for those who are like us and for those who are different, for the stranger and for the refugee. Be the change that you want to see. It changes how we see ourselves and one another, the way we live, our actions and our words. It means that Christmas cannot be limited to just an event. Christmas is a life to be lived, a way of being. We don't just do Christmas, we are Christmas. I wish it could be Christmas every day. We're getting there, there's a few more. The Word became flesh and has never ceased to live among us. Matthew 28, and lo, I thought I'd have the lo today because it's Christmas. We don't have lo the rest of the week, do we? And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. The Word became flesh and will never cease living among us, because His Holy Spirit makes it so. So go forth. Write Christmas in your diary every day. Be Christmas every day. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with, go forth in the names of Jesus. Make way for the image of God. I wish it could be Christmas every day through my life. I hope that you will join me too. Amen. Let's pray. We offer gifts and ourselves to God. In this moment of worship, we embrace your presence again, O God, and we offer you our love. In this moment of prayer, we proclaim again your purpose for the world, O Saviour, and we offer you our resources. In this moment of giving, we hear your call again, O Lord, and we offer you ourselves. Use us, all that we have and all that we are, to touch the world with the Christmas message. God is love. God is with us. God will never leave us. Amen. And if you are joyful about that, let's hear it in song as we sing number 393, Joy to the World. Rules the world with truth and grace. Mindful Christianity says grace is the greatest gift we'll ever receive and the most powerful one we can give. It reaches across differences, softens hard hearts, and heals what words cannot. This Christmas, may we both receive it deeply and give it gladly, and so open our eyes, Lord, to see your loving presence in the world. Open our hearts to sense your love for everyone in the world. Open our minds to understand that whatever our creed, colour or culture, you come to bring peace to the world. Lord, help us to keep the Christmas spirit all year round, for you shall dwell and still dwell with us today in the hearts of those who love you. Amen.